Now, it isn't hard to realize. I just need to look into his false, dark eyes. What a buffoon. Blind as ever, he always tries to build me up just to put me down. His game is over, but obviously he doesn't know it. Lessons to lessen his pain. Nobody's checked his heartbeat lately, and I know this will be the moment I can catch him. Oh, yes. I haven't finished charming him yet. Or maybe I've never started. Let him think that his noir lore will impress me. Shall I whisper to him that he's number 38 in my black book? If only he could have a look at it. I'll smile just to make him frown.
Thank you.
He slurped his coffee as I sipped my tea. We were sitting there, wondering how it'd end up. Or rather, how we'd end up. The ending I dreamed of was knocking at the door, but it was getting late, and we wondered, what if we stay? But what is the sound? A little birdie in a tree? Oh, those songs are just for him and me. Perhaps that bird in the tree is mocking us. Or me. Lonely me. But who cares? There are just two of us in this final battle. I always play him for a fool. I mean it sincerely. His cynical smile is wasted before he starts. I'd already beaten him. That night. Saying I love you is easy. What comes next is a little bit sentimental. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, he said many times. He was so sure I felt the same way. And all I know is that he loves himself. First night, my dyslexia made it difficult to know for sure. He told me how he suffered, destitute and forgotten. That bird nattered on in the distance as I listened to him, all the while watching with my shifty eyes. He won't leave me for good, because he thought he knew what was good for me. Nothing was good for me. I knew what was good for me. My hidden pistol. Just stepped off the pages of a high-toned fashion spread. Men are such weak creatures. What wouldn't this one give to be the subscription card that drops into my luscious lap? I saw his trembling hands as he thought of reaching down, thinking that I couldn't see what came next. How I longed for his caress, and he for his money. You know what that is? The stuff you never have enough of. little green scraps of paper that men slay for, commit crimes for, die for. The stuff that has caused more trouble in this world than anything else ever invented. Just because there's never enough of it. You can't start worrying about what's going to happen. You get crazy enough worrying about what's happening now. People say that a woman isn't complete without a man. But where do you find a man? A real man these days. Killing me, banging on my door. The difference was that he liked me. I could feel that. The way you feel when the cards are falling into place for you, with a nice little pile of blue and yellow chips in the middle of the table. Only what he didn't know was that he wasn't playing me. I was playing him, with a deck of marked cards, and the stakes weren't any blue or yellow chips. They were dynamite. Knocking at my door. And I couldn't catch this. No way to fling it now. I can barely do a swing. We never saw each other in the daytime. We seemed to live by night. What was left of the day went away like a pack of cigarettes you smoked. There was no safety net in this game, and everything around is just a stone flail towards the sea. I was smart. I let him think he used me. And I didn't need a crack like that anymore. I needed his dough, so I shot him. Couldn't help it. I've never been handy with a gun. Everybody is somebody's fool. The only way to stay out of trouble is to grow old. So, I guess I'll concentrate on that. Maybe I will live long enough. Long enough to forget a... This is the edge of the unknown. Never refuse to go full throttle. Leave fear behind and have some fun. Let's swing and squish the lip. That's freaky tonight. Bonk that kill band. And so long, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh. Thank you.